Good morning and welcome to another episode of Dare to Think. Here with you today, your host, Jose Rafael Ochoanetti. I'm so happy to be back. It's been a while since I've recorded. I will be seeing you weekly after this, but outside of the details, el podcast, extrañaba tener un lugar en el que hablar de esas cosas que me pasan en mi día a día. Y quería hablar un poco de dos cosas. Pero en particular, el episodio de hoy se llama The Things That Shape You. Tiene una razón de ser, y es que hace muy poco convencí a mi novia finalmente de ver Naruto. Yo sé, for a lot of people, this is going to sound ludicrous. But yeah, my girlfriend is now watching Naruto with me, which is, for me, amazing. You have no idea how fun it is to, you know, see somebody discover that world before. Hemos pasado por algo similar antes. En algún momento yo hice que mi novia viera Avatar, which she now loves, and she wants a stuffed bear of, you know, Appa somewhere. Which I'm still looking for in the internet. Y la verdad es que fue muy bonito ver cómo a mi novia le empezó a interesar un mundo que a mí me interesaba desde hace muchísimo tiempo. And the thing is, and it happens with Avatar, that I watched these shows with my brother. My brother's always been a very important person in my life. And so watching this show with my girlfriend and seeing it become maybe not as impactful because she was older, but, you know, seeing how she saw the magic in it really did bring me a lot of joy, right? And then I started thinking about it and I thought, look, Naruto is easily the most influential thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, with the exception of maybe Jordan Peterson. But the things that I'm talking about, and I think that everybody who has watched it can relate, is the kindness that that show brings in it into its viewers. So the show is designed to be, it's manga, okay? So it's an anime. It's created in Japan by Shonen Jump. The creator being, I don't remember exactly his name. I am so sorry. I don't remember his name, which I'm probably going to be slammed by if anybody's a real anime fan. But the fact is that Yamamoto, I think was his name. Yeah, probably. I might be confusing it with the creator of Dragon Ball, but my point, it's an incredibly kind series. It's made for children, so it's dark as hell. I mean, in the first episode, you see the main character get, you know, tricked into committing a crime, and then his mentor gets stabbed in the back with a giant shuriken, which is like a triangular, like a star-shaped knife. In the like literal column, like you can see it, and he's dripping blood on, like, it's real graphic. But I did this to my girlfriend and my dad, which was, I made them watch it, and they both were like, wait, I don't understand what you mean. And then they start understanding the story. The story is about a kid, you know, Naruto Uzumaki is a child who was born the day that a gigantic nine-tailed fox, which is super powerful, came into the village. They live in a village, okay, which is imagine like a pseudo city. It's like, it's not modern, but it's like what a city would have been like, I don't know, in the Renaissance era. And the point is that this kid was born that day, and so this is a world where magic, well, not magic, ninjutsu or like powers exist, right? And so the most powerful guy there, called the Hokage, went and fought against that gigantic fox. I mean, when I mean gigantic, I mean, you know, Empire State's kind of big. And, you know, the fox was going to kill everybody. And so the Hokage managed, before he died, to seal the fox into this very young child whose umbilical cord had just been shut. So you see that he has a tattoo here in his belly where the nine-tailed fox is sealed. And it's Naruto. And, like, everybody who was born, who was alive and had a conscience that day, knows that there's a fox, like, a monster that killed a lot of people inside of Naruto. But he himself doesn't know. And so he does not know why his entire life he's been treated like an outcast. He's been treated like a person. Like, most parents are disgusted, like, their don't want their children to play with him because some people believe that, like, he is the monster. And so it's this narrative of a kid who's just receiving this every day without parents because his parents died that day. You know, he doesn't have parents. He doesn't have a guardian. He doesn't have anyone except, you know, the third Hokage, which is the second, you know, the like the vice president who then became president because the president died. And he's, you know, knew his father and, you know, he takes care of him as much as he can. But, you know, he's running this city state and he can't really just devote all of his time to taking care of him. And it's really refreshing when you see in the first part of the series, and they cap this off at the end of it too, that there's this guy, which is his mentor, his first mentor, called Iruka Sensei. And Iruka grew up just like him. Like when he was 8 years old, Naruto was born and his parents died fighting the fox, right? And so he grew up without parents. And he was like the most likely person to hate Naruto. Like he's literally the most easy narrative to write about somebody hating Naruto because the fox that lives inside him killed his parents. And at some point in the story, in the first episode, you see him literally lay his life on the line for Naruto and say that he's not a monster. Like, Naruto isn't the fox. Naruto isn't the bad thing that happened to him. And it's beautiful. That entire show revolves around how beautiful that sentiment is. You know, Naruto finds out why people don't like him that day. They tell him, the bad guy tells him to manipulate him, tells him about the fox and that it's striped inside of him. And that's why everybody hates him. And Naruto's reaction isn't to go crazy and blame someone. It's like, oh, I finally understand. O sea, finalmente entiendo por qué soy así, por qué me pasan estas cosas. And I think that that's totally a narrative that a young boy, girl could, you know, look up to when you're young. Sometimes you have things that are seriously wrong with you or that are, you know, different from other people that you don't understand why that is, or you don't understand why people treat you a certain way. And then when you get old enough or when somebody tells you, it just falls into place and it stops being this anguish of not knowing. I wrote that once, which is human beings don't suffer because of things, they suffer because of lack of an answer. And I think that's totally true. I think that when you have the answer to this, and it happens, I saw Selena Gomez's documentary the other day, which I didn't really enjoy that much, but I saw the other day, and one of the things she says is like she got diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and that she was mortified about getting diagnosed. But the moment that she actually got diagnosed, it was a relief. She actually knew what was wrong with her. And so the whole story is about Naruto having this dark side, which is this fox. And then it's about him integrating that dark side, making it part of who he is, getting to know it enough that it actually helps everybody. And everybody looks up to him. At some point in the story is more about his peers looking up to him so much and seeing his progress as like something good that they have to catch up with him. And it's such a good story about how the bad things in your life, you can grab them and make them into better things, and that people around you will notice and will like thrive with you. And I think maybe, let me see. Yeah, we still have a bit of time. That, like maybe what the story does, and I think what shaped me truly is that I don't think any of us feel completely comfortable in our own skin. And I think it's hard to admit that to yourself, especially when you're younger. Because the world tells you that you have to be totally okay with yourself. And the truth is, you have to learn to live with who you are. And if you can, you have to learn to accept who you are. But that doesn't mean that you are perfect. It doesn't mean that you don't have things to change. I remember being young and feeling, I don't know, my brother told me this once, which blew my mind. It was a moment of realization when he told me, bro, you were I always thought I was fat when I was growing up. And he told me, bro, you were never fat. They just made you think you were. And you believed them, which is crazy. And it shocked me. And then I remember looking at pictures of myself and thinking, he's right. I was never like that. And then I remember watching Naruto and being like, huh, that's what I have to do. I have to find a way to look that in the face, turn it into something good, and then surround myself with people that are so glad that I did this, that I managed to integrate this dark part of me into my life, that they want to do that with their own dark sides. I think that's incredibly beautiful. And I want to cap it off talking about one of the people that has inspired me the most. I will send you this episode. Your birthday was yesterday. I will send you this episode as soon as it comes out. This series has the meaning that it has for me is weird, because since I was growing up, I was always watching this with someone. So I was watching it with my brother, who is incredibly close to my heart and who grew up with me and knows what I mean. Then some of my newer friends, I've struggled in my life to make friendships with people of the same sex as me, because I don't connect as much for whatever reason. I do connect in some things like football, and in some other things like anime or music. And in my newest friends, they all watch, or most of them watch Naruto. And so that's a great bonding point. But I want to talk about two people specifically, which is my best friend in the world, Luifer. I love you. You know that. We literally bonded over playing like we were Sasuke and Naruto. And you are literally the best friend I could have asked for in the world. And we don't talk as much because we live in different continents. But the same way that Naruto shaped me in like a deep, meaningful way, so did you. And you did that. I always felt like you were the person who had his dark side the most integrated. Like you were aware and you knew how to walk that line very well. But I also want to talk about another person that, you know, I studied with for a very long time, and he went to live in Mexico when we were in like the third year of high school. Alfonso, I made a video for your birthday the other day, and last night was your birthday, and I sent you a message, and I went into the Zoom for your birthday, and it made me super sentimental, because you are that guy. You were the guy who left, who grew up, who everybody saw through pictures and were like, man, he did it. He really took his dark side, worked through it, and he became such an amazing person. And I just want to thank you for that, because I don't think people thank each other for these things. I don't think it's common for people to say, you know what, you were an inspiration for me. You were. You still are. And I love you, man, from the bottom of my heart. So thank you very much. I will see you in the next episode of Dare to Think. And remember, the things that shape you are important. They're in your life. They make you who you are. And you should look back at them sometime. Remember them. Remember the people who shape you. The things that shape you. And then you'll be a bit better at daring to think.